Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fifth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alan Bannister. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The left fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Chris Knapp. And now, play ball. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lemon, who is chasing the ball. Bostock reaches third base with a triple. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lemon, who is chasing the ball. Carew reaches third base with a triple. Bostock scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister bunts towards the mound. Golds fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Horta reaches second base with a double. Bannister moves to third. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground into center field. Lemon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lemon. Ford moves to second. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm strikes out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Bostock hits a line drive towards short. Bannister reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gamble. Weiniger reaches second base with a double. Carew moves to third. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Horta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Zisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heil moves to third. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a fly ball into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heil tags and scores. One out. It's 5-2, White Sox. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Bostock hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Golds covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Essien takes first base on ball 4. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Weiniger for a passed ball. Essien moves to second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Weiniger moves to second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Zisk strikes out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-2 in the game. Gamble hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a fly ball into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ford takes first base on ball 4. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilfong hits a fly ball into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spencer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gamble. Weiniger reaches second base with a double. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Orta hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Heil hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zisk. Ford reaches second base with a double. Rich Childs pinch hits for Rob Wilfong. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Gomez now playing second base. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Zisk strikes out. 1 out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. 2 outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-3 in the game. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gamble moves to third. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-3 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Bostock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-4 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Carew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.